Okay, on the line now I have Valerie Bourke, president of Trackside Lawn Tennis Club in Balldoyle. Good morning, Valerie. How are you? Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you perfectly. Can you hear me?
Indeed, yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about the club? It sounds like, and you're going to have what, an open sports day, a fun sports day, I should say.
Yeah, we're having an open day in the club on next Sunday, the 27th of April. But first of all, I think I'll tell you where the club is actually situated. We're in Seagrange Park in Balldoyle, beside Bayside Dart Station. And the club has actually been in existence for 31 years, which is quite a good number of years. We had a new clubhouse opened in 1994 by the then president, Mary Robinson. And just recently in 2012, we completed a very nice new development in the club in that we now have four all-weather carpeted courts with floodlights. So that was a huge achievement for us. As I said, we're having an open day on next Sunday, the 27th of April, starting at 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And we will be catering for all ages and all standards. We'll have mini nets for younger children, and our club coach will be on hand to give, you know, tips and hints, etc., etc., for both young and old. And don't worry if people don't have rackets or whatever. We have plenty of rackets available in the clubhouse, which we can provide to people if they come along. Mm-hmm. Essentially, it's sort of like a fun day, really, to sort of show people the facility that is there. You know, the courts are a fantastic facility to have because they're great for people that, you know, with tarmac and stuff like that. Sometimes you can get wear and tear, but with these carpeted courts, they're very, very good to play on.
And I think Valerie, I just want to go back to the floodlights. That must be an unusual thing now. I mean it's they have them in football and that, but in tennis courts around the country, I'd say that's an innovation.
Well, it is, but it's not actually in Trackside, because from the very beginning, or just shortly after the courts where the club was formed, we actually did have floodlights on the old tarmac courts. And they're still there. They're still in existence. But the new ones that we have on the new carpeted courts are absolutely fantastic. They're great lights. And in fact, the person who installed them told us that the equivalent lights were in the centre court in Wimbledon. You know, when they close over the roof.
Indeed, yeah.
In Wimbledon, yeah. He said they were the same type of lights, and they are absolutely fantastic. Which means that, you know, people can play all year round, which is a huge.
Well, that's what I was going to say. The asset is because, I mean, it's an all year, unless you're going to get lashings of rain, which is unusual for Ireland. But it's an all year round sport, and to have that access at night, and the asset, I should say, at night. I mean, you can play up to all hours in the evening, which when most places
are
closed.
Yes, I mean, you can play up till 10 o'clock or half 10 at night time, which is absolutely tremendous. Now, obviously, at this time of the year, you don't need the lights that much, but they are a huge boost for playing for all year round. But just let me get back to the open day.
Oh, dear, yeah, sorry, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, there was just one other thing I wanted to say. Apart from sort of it being a fun day as well, we are having a raffle for membership for the club for 1 year, and we will have refreshments on hand, etc., for people who come to visit on the day. So it's really well worthwhile coming along and having a look at the facility. It's a great community facility.
Mm-hmm. And you have a website?
We do. Our website is tracksideltc.ie.
Okay.
And our email address is tracksideltc@hotmail.com.
Okay. It's very groovy these days, in the Hotmail these days.
I know. just to let you know as well, we have a huge amount of activities in the club. You know, we have coaching for all age groups, children, senior coaching, etc. Lawn Parks Tennis hold regular coaching sessions for children. There's one starting now on the 7th of May on a Wednesday afternoon from 6 to 12 years plus. And that's very reasonable. The cost for that is only €25 for 8 weeks. I mean, you know, it's a tremendous coaching facility for kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Dublin Parks also hold coaching sessions for children during the month of July.
Yeah, I'm always amazed as well that, you know, I was just thinking there as you're talking and the times it's in the summer and that, the way it comes out. But there's always a great flurry of activity to do with tennis immediately after Wimbledon. It's like the dark.
Oh, everybody roots in the cupboard and drags out the tennis rack.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we also have a lot of stuff going on in the club as well. I mean, we've a club night on Wednesday night where people can come down from, say, 7:30 to 9. And you don't need to have arranged a game or anything. Just come along and sit in with whoever is there, you know, and have a game of doubles. And then on Sunday mornings, we run competitions, time tennis for all members. And that's a great way. Both of those, both the Wednesday night and Sunday mornings, are great ways for new members to get to know other members in the club and, you know, start organising games of their own.
Mm-hmm. That's a great on Wednesday night, because it says there, as you said, you don't need a partner. So people up and sitting there, I'd love a game of tennis and someone's not available. But you could go down on Wednesday night and you'll always find a partner.
Yeah, that's what happens. I mean, you know, I just wander down on a Wednesday night without having arranged a game. And you sit in with somebody there. There's always somebody around looking for a game, mm-hmm. be it men's doubles, ladies' doubles, or whatever, you know, mixed doubles. There's always something going on a Wednesday night. And also on Sunday morning, if you come down by about 10:30, we usually start the time tennis about 11, and it runs till about 12:30, which is just a nice time, really. Just, you know, it's just an hour and a half on a Sunday morning, which is great.
Okay, I must go down and have a look at it myself. I didn't know it was there.
Yeah, in fact, I know a lot of people say that to us, they didn't know it was there, but in actual fact, it's been in existence for 31 years.
Yeah, and obviously... Obviously, it's very popular because it's still going, so lots of the members keeping it going.
Yes, I mean, some of us have been there, I hate to say this, since 1983, including myself.
Oh, so you were there since you were about two, were you?
Yes, just around that. I started very young.
Okay, it's beside the Bayside Dart Station, just to let people know. And the open day is next Sunday, 27th of April, from 11 until 2 o'clock, and everybody is welcome.
And don't worry about not having a racket. We have plenty of rackets in the club, etc. So come along and join in the fun.
Okay, it's been a pleasure talking to you, Valerie, and thank you very much, and I hope to see you down there. Thank you.
Not at all. Thank you, Noel. Bye-bye.
Bye. And that's Valerie Bourke, president of Trackside Lawn Tennis Club, and that's Baldoyle Open Day. It's in Baldoyle. Baldoyle Open Day, and it's beside the Bayside Dart Station. Just to remind you again, it's Sunday from 11 until 2 o'clock.